Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
So here we are, Daniel answered. I mean, this is a life and death situation. He answered how? Verse 14. Daniel 2:14. He answered how? With counsel and wisdom. To Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. They didn't come there to talk about it, you understand. They come there to do it. And he said to Arioch, the king's captain, y'all can't do this. You can't do this. It ain't right. You can't do this. No, what's wisdom? He just comes and says, why so hasty? Why so hasty? What's wrong? Why did the king order this so hasty? And Arioch stopped and explained it to him. Yeah. Instead of cutting him.
Yeah, right.
How many know in every situation, there's a right thing to say. There's a right question to ask. That will diffuse the tension, right? Jesus is at the well. Remember that? This woman is full of prejudice against his kind and assumes he is. So what does he do? He didn't quote scriptures to her. He didn't say any talk about politics or racism. Or he said, could you give me a big drink of that water? And man, it caught her off guard, but she said, huh? Jews and Samaritans don't have dealings with each other. And one translation says they don't drink out of the same cups. There's a lot of racism going on here. And he said, yeah, I'd really enjoy it if you'd give me a big old, that your cup is just fine. Yeah, I'd like to. Well, that caught her off guard. And you see, as he went through the situation, it opened up the whole thing to her, for her to get saved and go back and be a witness to her whole city. Is that right? In every situation, there's a right thing to say. And there's a right question to ask. People might already be pent up and aggravated and already judged you or made a decision. But instead of you jumping in there in the middle of it with them, there is a thing God would give you to say that would just, they're all ready to be mad and fight, but they have to go, huh? And stop and talk to you about it. And next thing you know, y'all sit down and have some tea and keep talking about it and decide you like each other and what was I thinking about and what is that? What is that? That's the wisdom of God. And he meets him at the door. And he says, Captain Arioch, why is the king so mad? Why was this so hasty? And Arioch says, sit down here. He had this dream, Daniel. And man, he called everybody in and they couldn't interpret it. And he got so mad. And then some of them nincompoops piped up and said, well, there ain't no king on earth that asked us to do anything. And man, that's when top blew. And he said, kill them all. And now look, verse 16 tells you what happened. But what happened is Daniel, now this is the wisdom of God. Nobody is wanting to do this, but he does it. Daniel says, Arioch, I know you sent here to kill me. He said, but I would like to go into the king myself and talk to him about this. Well, ain't nobody wanting to see the king. He is furious. Now, here's wisdom, too. In a lot of situations, don't deal with the middleman. This was wisdom for here. He went straight to the top. Now, a lot of people, you know, all these other guys, they're too scared. They don't want to be in there. They figure they get speared on sight. In other words, why are you in here? You're supposed to be dead. But Daniel came in before this furious king with such grace and such purity and such gentleness. Oh, can you see it? And such wisdom that he said, oh, King, would you give me some time? And we'll come back and tell you the dream. And we'll tell you the interpretation of it too. Nobody said anything like that. What is this? This wisdom, but it's faith. Is right, right. How are they going to tell it? Where's he going to get it? And the king said, all right, you got till morning, or you got till 10 o'clock or what? All right. This is favor. This is great. Why? Because he's supposed to already be dead. And he comes back home to the apartment, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He said, boys, we got to pray. We got to pray now. And they hit it, and they got to praying, and they got to praying, and they got to praying. And he fell off to sleep, probably fatigued. And God showed him the whole thing in a dream and what it meant. Don't you know they felt good when they got up the next morning? He said, boys, I got it. I got it. I got it. And they went to the king and they let him know he was there. And they came in and told him the whole thing from beginning to end. And what did the king say? He said, among other things, down look in verse 20. Daniel began to say he gives wisdom to the wise. And he told the whole thing. And when he got through, Daniel was made in verse 48 a great man and given all these gifts and set over the other wise men. And the Bible said in the fifth chapter, just flip over a little bit, that some of the king's words later concerning this, when Daniel revealed another secret, God gave him more wisdom. He said in verse 14 of chapter 5, he said, I have heard of you, the king said concerning Daniel, that the spirit of the gods is in you, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in you. Now back up to verse 12. They had said this about him prior to him saying this. For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding and interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel. Now, I want you to notice that phrase, excellent spirit. Said out loud, excellent spirit.
Excellent.
See, he said it again in verse 14, excellent wisdom. Said out loud, excellent.
Excellent.
Excellent. Now skip down to the sixth chapter. You see it again. After a complete change in government, there's a whole new government in now. Verse 6:3, then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes. Why? Because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Now see, if you've read the scriptures in Proverbs, you've seen where the wisdom will promote you. Wisdom will cause you to live long and have riches and have favor, right?
Yes, sir.
You're seeing it in his life.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
The wisdom of God. But here it's called excellent. Excellent wisdom, excellent spirit. The spirit of excellence you hear people talk about is the spirit of wisdom. The two cannot be separated. The spirit of excellence that people call, what is it? It's the spirit of God, but it's a specific manifestation of the spirit of God in the spirit of wisdom. Let me give you the definition for excellent. Excellent, in these definitions of the original words, it means exceeding. It means above and beyond, superior. Exceeding, above and beyond. You and I have prayed in this church numerous times. We've stirred ourselves up and thought, Lord, we want to represent you right. Anybody with me on this now? We want, and we've used these words, we want to excel, right? At hospitality, at love, at faith. We want to represent you right, right? God has heard our prayer. Because the way you do it is with wisdom. Did you hear me? What people have thought, well, doing things with excellence is just doing the very best you know how. No. Because the very best way, most of the time, you don't know. And if all you do continually is the best you know how, well, we're just doing the best we know how. Just doing the best we can do. Well, most of the time, it don't cut it. It ain't good enough. Amen. The best you and I know how. Oh, but that didn't mean that's the end of it. That's not the limitation. There's someone inside of us. The Spirit of God. The Spirit of wisdom. The Spirit of excellence. And He will show us the more excellent way. He will show us the higher, superior way to do it. And this will be our response again and again. It has been mine. When you see and you had never thought of doing it that way, and you looked and looked and nothing was the answer, but this is the answer. This fixes it. This works. And you look up and go, excellent. This is excellent. This is the Spirit of excellence. What? God's way. God's superior way. You got man's ways and the world's ways and the flesh ways, and then you got God's ways that are higher than that. Can you say amen? Amen. But that doesn't mean we can't get them.
That's right.
We can get them. That's what He told us. Get it. Get it. Get the higher way. Get the superior way. Get the better way. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Glory to God. Let me read you a couple of scriptures and then we'll be done. The Bible said, Proverbs 17:27, don't turn there, I'm just going to read these quickly. Proverbs 17:27, he that has knowledge spares his words. And a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, An Excellent Spirit, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602I. That's R1602I, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.